Mr. Rowan Kaiser, editor of WIC Net, author of Possibility Space, semi-retired video game and AV club freelancer. Quote, Total Biscuit is not a popular, adorably controversial figure in gaming. He is a serial harasser who made GG mainstream. No game company, no PR people, nobody should talk to or about him other than on those terms. When I was at Paradox Con this year, his name was said as someone who can sell games with mentions. I instantly felt worse about being there. And you know, I recognize that if your job requires selling games, maybe he can be useful, but I don't ever want to hear about him as normal. He was among the first mainstream people to share the Five Guys video, turning GG from a localized campaign into a movement. Okay. I think I've had just about enough of this. I've been dealing with this for about a year. Now, if you want to talk about serial harassment, you can talk about the sort of thing that I received when I had the audacity to do the thing that a charity streamer was requesting. Share their charity stream, make people available. They requested specifically retweets, and I happened to see it through a mutual acquaintance of mine, and I retweeted it, and instantly this person threw a wobbly, claimed that I was aiming to destroy the stream. And over the course of a couple of hours, while I was at the chemotherapy center, by the way, being poisoned in order to keep me alive, I had over 300 people send me tweets, many of which requested that I die, many of which hoped that the cancer would get me quicker. That's what harassment feels like, by the way. If you wish to know what harassment really feels like, put yourself in a chair in a clinic with an IV pump plugged in to the flesh just above your shoulder where they've implanted an artificial port, a port-a-cath. Do that. Be hopped up on all manner of horrible medication that has life-changing side effects. And read that stuff coming your way after you did what you thought was a good deed. Read that stuff coming from people that claim to be all about social justice, that claim to be all about equality and the elevation of humankind. Read that from people that claim to have moral character. And then, of course, for the next year, read day after day after day after day how you are a terrible subhuman piece of trash. Read that every day from God knows how many people. Have your life threatened repeatedly. Have your wife's life threatened. Have your child's life threatened. Do that. Then come back to me and say with a straight face that I am a serial harasser. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back, honestly. It really is. Like, I've dealt with this for over a year. I'm in therapy for this stuff. Like, it's that bad. And then you have someone like you come out and dare to spread lies. I mean, for instance, he was among the first mainstream people to share the Five Guys video. I never linked that video. I don't believe I ever even mentioned that video. I certainly never used the term Five Guys. Hell, I've only ever used the Gamergate tag twice, and it was never to communicate with anybody. It was in context. You know, I remember when that video first went out. I remember when the first thing came out about that. And you know what I did? I tweeted out this fairly lengthy thing that told everyone, look, you know, this is ridiculous. You've got to calm down. I didn't focus on Zoe Quinn. I had no interest in Zoe Quinn. Zoe Quinn is an indie dev. Like, she hasn't made anything super important. She hasn't made anything that's, you know, broken records or anything. She's not one of the majors, is what I'm saying. Like, she's not the developer of Braid or anything along those lines. The only time I'd ever heard of her previous was her involvement in a game jam that went famously wrong with Polaris, which is the network that I'm a part of. And I read all of these accusations, and I put out a statement. And my statement was very balanced. My statement called for calm. My statement was as neutral as it possibly could be. And you know what happened after that? I had people telling me to kill myself from saying that, calling me a misogynist, calling me a bigot. After I'd barely mentioned this woman's name, you know, I wanted to talk about journalistic ethics because I've been so interested in that for a very long time when it comes to gaming. I mean, the games industry has an ethics problem. It's had an ethics problem for a very, very long time. That's what I wanted to talk about. That's all I've ever wanted to talk about. You know, I'm not interested in SJW, whatever that means. I stopped using that term a long time ago. I'm not interested in anything like that. You know, my only interest in people like Anita Sarkeesian is when she mouths off about the games industry in an ignorant fashion, and I find it rather disconcerting. I find it disheartening to see people listening to that sort of stuff. I find it annoying to see the idea of violence in video games dragged right back up into focus when we've been dealing with this since Jack Thompson, we've been dealing with this since before him with the media. Now, I grew up in that. I grew up in the 90s when this stuff was going down, when people were claiming that Doom was responsible for the Columbine Massacre. But now, this is the kind of stuff that I'm dealing with. Now, these people have gone out of their way to horribly misrepresent me. I've been called transphobic. And what on what grounds? I made a joke about Toastkin, and someone misinterpreted it and said that I was transphobic. What? Are you kidding me? We're talking about people on Tumblr that pretend to be dragons. We're not talking about transgender people. But of course the assumption was made, and that's a label that stuck, because if you repeat a lie enough times, it becomes the truth, especially when it's more convenient to use to dehumanize your opponent. We had people that claimed that I was sexist, but since when? What's the justification for that? Because I disagree with a woman on some things? I disagree with plenty of men as well. What's your point? Gender doesn't come into it. It never has. But people want to make everything political for whatever reason. And the last few days has been ridiculous. I mean, people claim that I'm leading around some kind of harassment group because I wanted to make Steam just a little bit better for consumers. It's ridiculous. Like, do you know what it is like to have everything you do scrutinized? Do you know what it's like to have thousands of people just waiting for any little opening, just any kind of opportunity they've got to stick one in to get their pound of flesh? Do you know what that's like? You don't know what that's like. You have no idea. Women are not the only people harassed online. Now, anyone with any modicum of fame is harassed online. Consistently, unendingly, 24/7. It never stops. And of course, your job's online. You can't disconnect from it. I'm sitting here right now and I just want to vomit, you know? I really do. Reading things like this, reading attacks on my character consistently from people who should know better, people that actually have influence, I mean, people that work for websites, people that are reporters. Total Biscuit is not popular. Really? I mean, over 2 million followers on YouTube, and that doesn't make me at least a little bit popular. My name was mentioned as someone that could sell games and you instantly felt worse about being there. Are you out of your mind? Like, are you crazy? Do you need the address of my therapist? Because I can give them to you. Like, I'm sorry, nobody feels this way. Like, that is insane. You have never met me. You have no idea who I am. I mean, you've spread lies. Who told you that I was one of the first mainstream people to share the Five Guys video? Because I never did that. That is a thing that never happened. Good luck finding evidence of that. You really think I'd spread a video like that around with so many unsubstantiated rumors about somebody? That's insane. Now, what we did is we sat down with Stephen Totilo and we had an honest debate about ethics. And we consistently pushed this idea that being an extremist and attacking people is the wrong thing to do, that harassment should be forced out, and that focusing on the kind of people that would do this sort of thing means that you will never have a constructive discussion about anything. Now, Let me put it this way. Gamergate right now, in its current state, is two completely different sides on two completely different fields playing two completely different games and then somehow claiming they're against each other. It's nonsense. It's one narrative versus another, and they both have plenty of faults. Let me put it that way. Now, and that's not a the truth is somewhere in the middle. That's a there are extremists everywhere that want to hijack things for their own personal agenda. I have no idea who you are, Rowan Kaiser. I don't have a clue. But ultimately, I get slandered online every day. I get character assassination sent my way every day. I've had people go through my history and try to list off 10 years of supposed sins and crimes that really constitute nothing but a couple of tweets. They want to destroy my life. People want me out of this industry. They want to destroy my career. They want to break down everything that I've spent the last 6 years building. They want to do that. That's what harassment is. Oh. And people like Sarkeesian, they absolutely receive harassment. No doubt about that. I've never denied that. Are you kidding me? You know, Do you want us to compare the number of death threats we get? I imagine they'd be pretty similar. But people like you that spread these lies, people like you that claim that others are subhuman, that are somehow beneath you, people like you that engage in public shaming, you are the harasser. Maybe you'll gain a semblance of self-awareness. Maybe you'll actually understand that. Maybe you'll realize the kind of effect that you have. You know, do you think you're crusading for justice? Really? Do you think the GOG would work with someone that they hadn't fully vetted? I talk to them on a daily basis. They know everything about me. They know what I do. You think they can be pressured? I don't know what you think. Whatever ridiculous narrative that you've been fed, you really need to do some research. When you engage in character assassination that has no basis in fact, you are a harasser. It's really that simple. So thanks for the additional death threats. Thanks for all the crap that I now have in my inbox, as always, whenever somebody with any sort of following tweets out this kind of stuff. Take a good long look at yourself and think about the people that you're affecting.